What's up, America? This is Chad the Bird. You're listening to podcast. Hey, you know, it's a beautiful day out here in Chicago. It's sunny. It's warm. We're going to be okay for just a little bit. You and me. Let's just forget about the world for just a few minutes. Let loose and talk about something that's not politics and that's not money and that's not jerks. It was talking about Twin Peaks. Twin Peaks is back, everybody. And if you're a Twin Peaker, then you are as excited as I am. And here's the thing. The piece I'm about to read you is about Twin Peaks. There it is. Spoiler alert. Here's the problem, though. New show, new rules. Nobody recorded it again on Saturday, so I have to do it straight to the mic. And I'm sorry about that. I know that it's not as fun as being at the live experience, the live album, live with me in the live at the Thunderdrome. What was that with the game? What was that band live at Budokan? Yeah. Cheap Trick. Yeah, it's different. But like, you know, so then we'll do a studio album. And that's what we're about to do. So like, get mellow with me after the theme song.
You like me, 'cause it could go downhill. I can't promise that you love me, but you probably will.
Yeah. Hey, take it down. Let's get real close. You ever get weird? It's the most. And it's a money run, daddy-o. At any moment, you're feeling all hairy, nothing bugging. A real Murgatroyd. Dullsville's just the ginchiest. But then bam, shang-a-lang, you're hip to it. It's bugging you. Maybe all the head shrinkers and handcuffs are just cubes in Nottisville. You've been jazzing a cheap creep, and now you want to swing like 16. Normal just took a short trip to Rio, baby. Mazda or bust. Now your orbs are open, you got that bright disease. You know your groceries, dig. It's the groove, it's off the wall. It's the living end, it's the most. Blast the Edison, heat some Joe and a kickstick. Let's get weird. Snap on the boob tube, April 8th, 1990. ABC, guitar notes, none too heavy as a fine feathered beaked fowl friend looks confused. Fade to smoking pipes, but not the kind you keep. Big ones, stacks, you dig? Machinations, machines, sparks, baby, cutting teeth as the music swells, but never pops. Until open road, open air, open sourced, wide open spaces is the scene. Mountaintops, peaks in the king's jive. Twin tops, both alike, in dignity, in Fair Salmo Priest, Washington, where we lay our scene. 5 miles south of the Canadian border and 12 miles west of the state line, that's the sign. Says your home, population 51,201. Way it goes was David Lynch and Mark Frost, head llamas, but just two nerds totally with it. Wanted to do a large charge story about Nowheresville, population 5,000. But the big daddies at the network, ABC, said that was too small. Figured it would scare the straights. So that's why the sign reads 51,201, which is a real drag. Because Mark Frost was from Squaresburg, so he was on the stick. So hep, in fact, was he, that the story is based on a murder that went down. To clue you in, Hazel Irene Drew. Sand Lake in upstate New York, July 11th, 1908. The Dolly is found floating in Teal Lake, her face so grody they had to identify her by her fillings, not to put her down. Hazel was a queen, a paper shaker, real radioactive. So it really razzed everybody's berries that she got bumped off. It also didn't cut the mustard, 'cause she was all right, you dig? Or so they thought. Turns out after District Attorney Jarvis O'Brien started knock-knock-knocking on Hazel's closet doors, he found more bones than the catacombs. There was the surly uncle, the randy dentist, the train conductor, and the Albany millionaire. Oh yeah, Bean, it was goosed. And it all went down near Tarboten, where Mark Frost spent his summer vacays. So when he and Hepcat Lynch got to John, oh, how the stories did well. In the beginning, it was a biopic about Marilyn Monroe called Goddess. Then it was a Steve Martin joint called One Saliva Bubble. But the more they got to wax and murder-sophical about Hazel, the more cranked they got. And the script got cooking. They called it North Dakota, but wanted it to take place in the mountains, and in case you're not in the orbit, North Dakota's pressed like a fancy suit on Sunday. So they changed the name to Northwest Passage. And during the writer's strike of 1988, they pitched this luli to ABC, and the uppity-ups really dug it. So Frost Lynch wrote a pilot in 10 days, and the notion of the motion was, quote, a girl next door leading a desperate double life that would end in murder, end the quote. But her handle wasn't Hazel, it was Laura Palmer. Frost wrote most of the verbiage, but Lynch put himself in the mix, aka Agent Dale Cooper. All zen and no cream, black like midnight on a moonless night is how he likes his Java. And he likes his cherry pie, incredible. Story goes, Laura Palmer is found dead in the river, a la Hazel Irene Drew, except she's wrapped in plastic. Found by Pete Martel, he's in that movie Eraserhead, as Eraserhead, by the way, and his truck. Cooper works with the local law, goes by the name Harry Truman, like the grandpa president. Deputy Hawk, Deputy Andy, and his gal Lucy, who was totally the voice of the sexy feather duster in Beauty and the Beast, by the way. Sorry, just FYI. Meanwhile, at the ranch, Catherine Martell, that's Piper Laurie, that's the mom from Carrie, not the girl from Kick-Ass Carrie, the Sissy Spacek one, you guys. And she's Pete's wife, but she's jazzin' Ben Horn, totally Tony from West Side Story, sorry, but for real though, FYI. Who's gonna torch the place for the money? And then off the Lady Martell. Laura Palmer's daddy-o Leland, he was Blair Sullivan on Dallas, you guys, for real, sorry, but OMG, is off his nut. And all bad news, but then Cooper gets some illumination from a dream he has at a hotel when a giant cat, a dude, not a real cat, sorry, no spoilers, tells him, quote, the owls are not what they seem. And if you're not on the hook yet, you will be, because there's evil in those woods. Fish in the percolator, damn fine coffee, rock throwing, and that's just the first two episodes, baby. This is all manner of strange. But don't smog the noggin. This oddball received 18 Emmy nominations, a Golden Globe, ranked one of the 50 greatest shows of all time by the TV Guide, ranked one of the 50 greatest dramas of all time by Channel 4 UK, one of Time Magazine's 100 greatest shows of all time, and nominated for a TCA Heritage Award for 6 consecutive years. Not too schlumpy for a fat phone about rich white people problems and ghosts with sex addictions. But seriously, you ever been to Washington? And at the end, in the dream, Laura Palmer says to Agent Cooper, I'll see you again in 25 years. And now, 25 years later, it's happening again. Keep the details on the hush-hush, you know. You gotta swim if you wanna get the good fish. So jump in the water, daddy-o, and start stroking. You know how to do it, one hand in front of the other. And you know you want to, of course you do, cause it's weird, baby. And who doesn't like weird? Normal's for squares. You're not square. Nah, you got curves and angles no one knows. We're all different shapes, and ain't nobody the same. If we were, we'd be tube steak. And you're prime rib, daddy, that's you. So quit trying to touch home and get unreal. You're not unborn. You're what's buzzing, cousin, and that's a word from the birds. So stuff the Zorros and scream, baby. But shoot low, they're riding Shetlands. Cause like Big Man said, the owls are not what they seem. And if you can't get with it because it all sounds goofy, kooky, Mickey Mouse, and just playing bananas, then put an egg in your shoe and beat it, pale one. Cause this is for the hep. This is for the strange. This is for the ones that love real gone. This is for the ones that want to get weird. Maybe it's time you call the Bookhouse Boys, get some of Norma's Killer Diller, and hang at the Bang Bang Bar. Just don't expect a turkey, dog. And listen to the trees, because it's all so dreamy. Be strange. Be weird. Be off kilter. And the whole world will notice. And lucky ducky, there's a club just for you. And the password is Twin Peaks. Yeah, buddy. A little slamming for y'all.
Zanzibar Dan.
Ooh, coming up next, Zanzibar Dan with a little tone poems. What's up, Zanzibar? Oh! Too many angles on the edge. want to slide down the water slide to truth, but there's a warning. You are too tall for this ride. That's right, Clark. You didn't expect a little Zanzibar Dan today, did you?
Damn fine Dan.
The jam finest. So I don't know. I'm a big Twin Peaks kind of bird. We used to do this thing where we would watch all the episodes in a row, drinking coffee, and then we'd go to like get pie from like a Jewel, or you know, that's the Chicago Jewel. But like whatever your place of business is, Shaw's, Vaughn's,
Safeway.
Aldi's,
Piggly Wiggly,
Whole Foods, Tony's, Garbageo's. That's my favorite place. You guys want to, I'll meet you at Garbageo's. I'm going to get some trash. Guys want some chips? Anyway, yeah, we used to watch them all in a row and then like they just zap out for a while. And then you talk like it for a couple of days. You just get all like beatnik-y with it because that's what is amazing about that show. So how's the new season? I'm not going to tell you. You should probably find it. You know, get your Showtime free subscription and jam through it. I don't know what else is on Showtime. It's worth it. No offense to Showtime, but I don't really know because I don't have Showtime. Did I binge it? Uh-huh. Did I do it correctly? Of course I did. And so should you. But here's the thing. Look, it's got a bit of a problem with white people because it is a very white show. However, I mean, go north. Am I saying that that's an excuse? No, I'm just saying that's where he's coming from. Now, do we know it's going to be like that for the rest of the season? No, we don't. We got a couple of episodes to go. We got, what, 14 of them? There's only four? So, yeah, David Lynch, I don't know, maybe needs to, get with the now. That being said, welcome back, Twin Peaks. We missed you, and clearly, you missed us. And my name is Chad the Bird, and that Beatnik poetry was performed by me, live, right here, with Clark and Zanzibar. Well, special thanks to Zanzibar. And no problem! He's drinking it dry. Thanks to the Barracudas for their kick-ass song Promises. And thanks to you for getting wacky with us, because this is what this is all about. I don't know, come by the Green Mill every Saturday at 3 o'clock, because apparently we're never going to be airing those again, so you might need to be there for that. We're trying. We're going to make it happen. It's going to get live again. Don't freak out. And for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, go back a few episodes and stop being brand new. Get on the trolley and get with what's happening. Sorry, I cut out a bunch of vowels in there just to make it work and rhythmical. Next episode, spoiler alert, is about the 50th anniversary of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. So we're gonna get real loose. So get on top, and I'll be your conveyance. Ride me like a luck dragon. What does that mean?